United Nations. Saudi Arabia and France have launched a three-day diplomatic conference at the United Nations aimed at recognizing Palestinian statehood and reviving efforts for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The initiative comes amid the ongoing war in Gaza and growing international pressure to end the humanitarian crisis. The conference, which began Monday, follows French President Emmanuel Macron's recent announcement that France would officially recognize Palestine in September. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said the gathering seeks to reinvigorate peace efforts and encourage other countries, particularly in Europe, to follow suit. Only a political, two-state solution will respond to the legitimate aspirations of Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security. There is no alternative, Barrot said. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud echoed the urgency, announcing a $300 million aid package for Gaza and the West Bank. He reiterated Saudi Arabia's support for the establishment of an independent Palestinian state along the 1967 borders, with East Jerusalem as its capital. This is not merely a political stance but a firm conviction that an independent Palestinian state is the key to peace in the region, he stated. The conference is co-chaired by 16 countries, including the UK, Ireland, and several EU nations. In the UK, pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Keir Starmer to formally recognize Palestine. Over 220 British MPs signed a letter last week urging the Labour government to act on its long-standing support for a two-state solution. Starmer is expected to recall his cabinet for an emergency meeting on Gaza this week. He has also urged Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza, calling the situation a humanitarian catastrophe. Israel strongly opposes the conference. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticized France's decision as a reward for terror. The U.S. also dismissed the gathering as unproductive and ill-timed, saying it would not participate. Despite opposition, the conference marks a renewed international push to advance Palestinian statehood and revive diplomacy in a region gripped by violence and deepening humanitarian suffering.